continuing your practice. Aware being with whatever your experience is. Experience coming and going, sounds, body sensations, thoughts, moods or emotions, all of our human experience. Can be known, we can be aware of any experience. And noticing the shifting of attention from one experience to another. Relaxing and witnessing, being available to see how our human experience happens. We don't need to put ourselves into some special state of mind. However, your experience is in this moment. Aware of that. one common experience that happens to all of us in meditation. And which we may have a relationship to, thinking it's somehow not supposed to be happening, is thinking. Thinking has a very powerful habitual pull to it that can take us away from the present moment. We can lose mindfulness while thinking quite easily. But that doesn't mean that we can't be aware while thinking. Thoughts are simply another process of mind. It can be known, understood simply as a phenomena. Just knowing that a thought is a thought. Can be very powerful, can help to decouple the belief in the thought as being somehow important or necessary to be involved in. Just a thought. Thoughts often have a powerful shaping tendency to them. They condition our experience. A thought arises, a memory arises, and with that memory is shaped often feelings, moods, emotions that are related to that thought, that memory. And so if you find a thought has some kind of stickiness or pull to it, often it can be useful to be curious about not the thought itself so much, but how that thought has shaped, affected your experience. It's like a thought will paint a landscape or generate a world. What is the landscape? What is the world that is here as a result of that, those thoughts, opening to kind of between the idea of being involved with the thought neither being involved with the thought nor repressing the thought, what is the quality of the experience that has come with the thought? Feelings, emotions, body sensations, all affected, shaped by thought. Some curiosity about that. A thought arises, what's the landscape here? Rather than a thought arising, oh, thought shouldn't be happening in meditation. Need to get rid of it. Curiosity about the effect, the conditioned effect of thinking. How does it affect us? It's not in the way of cultivating mindfulness. We can cultivate mindfulness with being aware of thoughts and the effect of thinking. Whatever is happening in this moment, are you aware? What is obvious? as there's more settling and relaxation in the mind, there can be thoughts that are more like dreamlike images, random seeming, nonsensical. Those kind of thoughts often almost signal or are related to a mind that is relaxing. We can get lost there because there isn't quite a balance with relaxation and alertness. And yet, it's pretty close to being, it can be pretty close to being balanced with those kind of thoughts, because there's a lot of relaxation in the mind. So just a little bit of interest there. What is the experience? What is the quality of that relaxed mind that is experiencing those dreamlike thoughts? You don't have to change the quality of the mind there. Sometimes that curiosity can bring just enough energy. To stay present. It might also be helpful or supportive to just acknowledge the way those dreamlike thoughts are happening, maybe as images. Or as if someone is talking to you. And touching into how the mind feels. Can feel quite soft and pleasant. A little bit of an art to staying present with that very soft, pleasant quality of mind without getting lost in it, without slipping out. Yeah, give yourself the opportunity to explore the edges of that. I found it helpful to just be almost willing to let the mind slip out, beginning to be curious about what the edges of my mindfulness practice are. And ultimately, keeping the practice really simple. Just meeting what is actually already here. Whatever that is. Aware. Aware with experience. the Dharma, seeing the nature of experience, the nature of the unfolding processes of our bodies and minds. It's available in any moment with any experience that's arising. When we explore, are aware of thoughts, it's not somehow something that's in the way of seeing the Dharma. The Dharma is revealed. The nature of experience as conditioned, not self, impermanent, unreliable, is right there if we're curious. When thoughts arise, memories, experience of a thought that has a kind of a emotional resonance or stickiness to it, we can be curious about the conditioning nature of that thought, how it shapes the body and mind, how it shapes emotions. That shaping is happening in the moment. It's not like the thought comes automatically with all of that. It's quite interesting, actually. It comes quite quickly. If a memory arises, often the emotions come quite quickly. But they are constructed in the moment. Sometimes we can actually see this. We can see a thought arising that would seem to have a lot of emotional kind of resonance to it and just see it as a thought without having all of that emotional stuff arise with it. That can happen when we see a thought really as it's arising. And so often we are seeing that it is already shaping the experience. But this is a seeing of the conditioning that's happening now. You're seeing that. You're also perhaps seeing, I mean, while we can think consciously, we can decide, I'm going to think about this thing that happened last week. But often, especially in meditation, thoughts come kind of unbidden. We don't decide to think about a memory, it just arises. It arises out of conditions. Maybe it arose because there was a sound or a body sensation that kind of was an association that triggered or kind of led to, conditioned the thought to arise. And so those arising thoughts themselves are a teaching on not self. Did you decide to think that thought? Who decided to think that thought? There's also different levels of kind of thought too useful to kind of just be aware of different flavors of thoughts that can happen. It's almost like different levels in the mind. There's the ordinary kind of level, the more gross kinds of thoughts that feel like we are thinking them, or that they have a more, you know, almost like we're talking to ourselves, that flavor of thought. Sometimes those thoughts come with a little bit more emotional tone to them. And sometimes with those thoughts, there can be a, well, I don't need to engage with that. I can put that aside and put my attention on something else right now. There's another level or layer of thought that I didn't even know was happening until I started meditating, until I started being able to kind of see what was going on in my mind. And that's what I called kind of a narration. It was, you know, my mind describing everything that I was doing as I was doing it. She walked into a room. She turned on the light. She recognized that she thought about turning on the light. She thought about describing this experience to Joseph. Narrating that whole thing. I was like, who's doing that? That kind of narration, it's almost just like the story of me, the continuing story of me. I was interested too that it was happened to be in the third person for me. And it wasn't, I'm doing this. I couldn't stop it. The noticing of it, it kind of drove me nuts for a little while. But it's just a kind of a level of habitual reaffirming of the story of who I am that seems to be quite human. And so the meditation, as the mind settles down, it can reveal this. So just notice it, if you notice that level of thought happening. Sometimes it'll be more obvious than others. Again, it can be a teaching on not self. Not able to stop it, not, you know, I'm not doing it. I'm not consciously making it happen. It's arising out of the conditions, out of condition, of being conditioned. And as the Buddha taught, so this thinking process we can understand as a mental formation. And of mental formations, the Buddha said, mental formations are not self. If they were self, it would be possible to say, may they be thus, may they not be thus. But they are not self, so it is not possible to say of them, may they be thus, may they not be thus. Thoughts are not self. We can't insert with certain kinds of thoughts like this one. We can't say, may you stop. We just get to watch them. Learn with them. Curiosity. Then there's also, I mentioned in the earlier part, the reflection I offered earlier, kinds of thoughts that come as the mind starts to settle and relax, often in the meditation, the more kind of dreamlike images, hypnagogic states, that's a word sometimes used for those. These are often arising because the mind is relaxed. The mind relaxes, and there's not quite enough alertness to keep the mind present. And so it goes into that dreamlike quality. We might fall asleep there. It could be that the mind is relaxing into the place of falling asleep, but sometimes it's just that happening. And if you're sitting upright, you can tell, you know, in the mind in that state, sometimes you'll be dropping, sometimes you'll be falling over. And there's a much more reduction of energy. There may need to be a little bit more straightening of the body or something to bring a little bit more energy. But sometimes they're just happening, and you know that you're not falling asleep because you're not falling over. And there you can really be curious about, what is the mind like? What is the quality of the experience? Not focusing on the thoughts themselves, not focusing on the dreamlike images, but how does the mind feel? If you're resisting that state, if you feel like it's a problem, like, oh, I've got to get rid of this, I've got to elevate the energy, it will often feel very unpleasant. But the state itself is quite pleasant. The mind is pretty relaxed there. Can you be curious about that? What is that mind like that is that relaxed? Again, that kind of just the intention or curiosity. It doesn't kind of feel like turn around and look at it or put it under a microscope. To me, it feels more like broaden and let the awareness get big to hold that, because that relaxed quality of mind is pretty spacious. Now that's a situation where the thoughts are arising partly because, so they're conditioned out of the quality of mind. Those dreamlike images are conditioned from the quality of the relaxed mind. So you can again see the conditionality there and learn something in that particular case, learn something about what a relaxed mind feels like. It's quite lovely.